Canton police say a suspect in a deadly shooting is in custody. 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle was arrested this morning by the U.S. Marshals. Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force is being held in the Starr County Jail. He's charged with aggravated murder and discharging a firearm near prohibited premises in the death of 51-year-old Richard Statz. He was shot in his apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue April 19th and died 2 days later. An investigation is continuing. A Starr County judge has ordered one of two women charged in a murder case to undergo mental health treatment. 71-year-old Dorothy Lowry of Canton was ordered to Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon to be restored to competency. Dorothy and her 54-year-old daughter, Yolanda Lowry of Louisville, were indicted on charges including aggravated murder and kidnapping and the death of Jerry Morris of Canton. His body was found in Akron last August, but police believe he was beaten to death in Canton. Yolanda Lowry's competency hearing has been rescheduled for May 19th. Man faces multiple charges following a robbery and assault in Canton. 31-year-old Devontae Scurry of Reynoldsburg was arrested following the Tuesday morning incident and is scheduled to be arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. He allegedly stole a woman's car in the 2000 block of Kimball Road Southeast, dragged her, and struck her with a vehicle door. Scurry also accused of punching a man, taking his money, and striking him with the car. He's charged with felonious assault, aggravated robbery, and grand theft. The Timken Company is starting 2026 with higher sales and bigger profits. The Jackson Township base maker of engineered bearings says first quarter sales were $1.23 billion, an increase of 8% from a year ago. Timken posted net income of $98.2 million or $1.40 per share, while adjusted earnings came in at $1.67. Officials say the gains were driven by stronger demand in industrial markets and higher pricing. The full-year forecast, Timken projecting earnings of up to $5.20 per share. A hearing set June 5th in a case involving a Salem restaurant damaged during a demolition project. A Columbiana County judge ruled in favor of Heggies against Veterans Energy and Construction Services. A wall from the neighboring Shorey building collapsed during demolition in November 2024, crashing into the East State Street restaurant and causing major damage. Court documents show more than $160,000 in reconstruction costs, along with additional losses from business interruption. Mahoning County voters approved tax renewals to keep local services running. A 0.25% sales tax for road and bridge repairs passed by a 66-34% margin. It's expected to generate about $50 million over 5 years. Multiple school and local levies also won approval. Boardman voters passed three township levies and a school renewal. Austintown, Green Township, Lowellville, along with Struthers and Sebring schools, all approved funding measures. Christine Oliver won the Republican primary for Mahoning County Commissioner and will advance to the November general election. Oliver, the Canfield City Council president, defeated two GOP opponents and will now face Democrat Lauren McNally. They're seeking the seat currently held by Carol Remedio Righetti. Mahoning County judicial race is decided, with Mark Haney winning a seat on the 7th District Court of Appeals. In other Republican primaries, Ross Smith and Ralph Rivera won common pleas races, while Mark DeVicchio won the domestic relations nomination. All will advance to November. An Austintown woman being held on $500,000 bond following her arraignment in a teen's death. 38-year-old LaRonda Mitchell appeared in Mahoning County Court today on charges including involuntary manslaughter. Preliminary hearing scheduled for May 27th. The body of a 16-year-old girl was discovered by police in a sealed room last month at a home on South Raccoon Road in Austintown. Mitchell reportedly told officers the girl had been dead for at least a month. Coroner's office has not released a cause of death. The investigation continues. Crash involving a school bus in Green Township sent two people to a hospital Tuesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says a van rear-ended a Canfield bus on Route 62 near Naufer Road just after 3 o'clock as the bus had stopped to make a turn. 9 students and a driver were on board. 1 student suffered minor injuries. The driver of the van was also hospitalized. A Youngstown man has pleaded not guilty to multiple felony charges. 37-year-old Randy Reese was taken into custody last Monday by U.S. Marshals at a home on Southern Boulevard. He's charged with trafficking in persons, rape, corrupting another with drugs, and felonious assault following a secret grand jury indictment last week. Officials say Reese was already free on bond in a separate case. He had bond set at $500,000 at arraignment Tuesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. A man convicted in a Trumbull County child rape case has died in prison. Authorities say 71-year-old Larry Cole died April 26th at Belmont Correctional Institution. He was serving 10 years to life after being convicted in 2021 of raping a 9-year-old girl. No additional details about his death have been released.